On K1, Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and also by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we are talking with the folks from Mary Martha Outreach, and here's our topic for you.
Ah, bless me, stars and clovers. It's time for me to be inviting you to the Shamrock DeVille. Shamrock DeVille is a grand celebration of St. Patty's Day in downtown Bartlesville. 9 o'clock Saturday morning, March 10th. And with a wee bit of luck, you could win a 5K race or the 1 mile fun run with plenty of prizes and costumes, too. It all goes to benefit Mary Martha Outreach, one of Bartlesville's grandest nonprofit organizations that help those in need. Go to shamrockdeville.com and register for the event. Then take your lucky charms, your rabbit foot, horseshoes, and four-leaf clovers and be part of Shamrock DeVille 2018.
And it is a community connection, and we get the opportunity to talk with President of the Mary Martha Advisory Board, Betty Barnes, and volunteer for Mary Martha, and another organization or two somewhere along the line, Elizabeth Thrash. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as Mr. Roger would say.
Yes, it is.
Shamrock DeVille coming up. Like the announcement said, it is one of Bartlesville's, events that everybody looks forward to.
Yes, it's very family-oriented, very colorful. Everybody wears a lot.
Mostly green, but yeah, very colorful.
Yes, yes. And we usually have somewhere around 750 runners and walkers.
That is tremendous.
Every year. And this is our ninth year.
Mm-hmm.
We're still having fun in the wee little festival of downtown. This year it's March 10th. The 5K race starts at 9. And, of course, it winds around on a sanctioned course down historic downtown. And it is a chip time race.
Mm-hmm.
However, the 1 mile fun run is not, but that is a fun run.
Exactly. Where nobody's keeping time other than you want to be in front of the person that you started next to, you know.
Yeah, so if you're 1 or 17 or 57 or 77, it doesn't matter. I think one of the youngest finishers was 3 years old.
Wow.
And, of course, there are those little wee little ones in strollers
mm-hmm.
as well. So we have a lot of fun. So whatever suits you as far as the 5K or the fun run, or if you just want to hang out and cheer everybody on.
I think that's depending on how athletic you think you are that particular morning. Just being down there, wear a little bit of green and have fun and say go, go, go sounds like a good idea to me.
Exactly. And we're going to have bagpipers and people along the route cheering the runners on and the walkers. And so it's not just at the starting line. Which is around 5th and Jennings
mm-hmm.
downtown. It is a big festival, so there'll be food truck. We'll have a photo couch, bounce house for the little ones.
Okay.
DJ, so there's a lot of music going on. And this year, after the race, we're actually, because it is a wee little St. Patrick's festival, we're going to have green beer.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
If Chicago can turn the Chicago River green, then we can have green beer.
Yeah, I guess so. Correct. So there's a lot to do and say, and so just get dust off your running shoes, and we have anywhere from 1 year old or younger, and we also have, you'll see, of course, that big group, fun group in purple run the streets,
mm-hmm.
and we have championship runners that come in from all over. So it is competitive and fun at the same time.
Well, and the Run the Streets folks, of course, they're building up to a half marathon, so they're that's a good running event for them. This is only 5K. They can do that and run it twice, and then they'll be okay.
Right. The 1 mile fun run actually starts at 9:05. The 5K starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And you might see some superheroes out there.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Any guesses on who they might be?
There are a few.
Okay.
Besides leprechauns, Leprechauns are always superheroes.
Yeah, but most of them are short, so it takes, you know, more steps for them to
yeah, but you might see Batman out there.
Okay.
Okay. And some other, and Wonder Woman, and some others.
Okay, so. Well, we'll be looking for them, the Caped Crusaders, whether we're talking specifically about Batman or just the lowercase caped, either way.
And
be
the
good.
Wee Little People in Green.
Wee Little People in Green, sure, it's a great thing to be doing.
And of course, all of this is to benefit Mary Martha Outreach. Mm-hmm. Betsy is way knowledgeable than I am on Mary Martha, so she can give you an update on that.
Well, we talked before we went on the air and talking about board service, and it is always nice to be somebody who is there to kind of shepherd any organization along, and you've been on the board for a few years now, so you've got a pretty good handle on what's going on. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Charlie, very much. While I am on a board, it takes a team of not just individuals, but really teams of different committees of volunteers to help with the event and with Mary Martha on a daily basis.
And looking at the team of volunteers, and of course we've been talking with Elizabeth, but it takes a whole bunch of Elizabeths to get the job done.
It does indeed. Without that, it would not happen, along with our sponsors. Very key to this event and to the running of Mary Martha are the sponsors that help with the race. And I'd like to actually thank some of our sponsors.
Sure.
I won't go down the list. We're very fortunate and blessed to have a long list of sponsors this year. But if I could name just a few of them, I would like to.
And then we'll send people to the website for the entire list.
Absolutely. Thank you. Our title race sponsor is Diversified Systems Resources. Thank you very much for helping us with this event.
And those title sponsors, those are the ones that sign up and make a major commitment early on.
And they do indeed.
Yeah, they deserve a lot of thanks for whatever they're doing.
Absolutely. Then we have Red-Haired Mary sponsors. That's ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. Thank you to both of them. The Katie Daly. Those are Truity Credit Union, United Way, Mark and Debbie Haskell, Aviation Personnel, Thad and Andrea Satterfield, Osage Casino, IDG Promos, EY, Satterfield Financial Group, Inc., Dwayne and Danae Huddleston. And again, as Charlie said, please go to our website, shamrocktheville.com, to see the whole list of donors and sponsors for our race. We not only receive money, but we do receive in-kind donations, things like water, maybe someone donates not just water, but like candy or things that will help people along the way.
Well, and sometimes, and I don't know about your event, but frequently on a race, there's water and sometimes some easy to eat snacks along the way that you
Absolutely.
Can pop it in your mouth and keep on running.
Absolutely. We will have T-shirts that day. Each person that signs up for the race does receive a T-shirt in their race packet, but you can also purchase T-shirts for $10.
Wow.
So if you're interested in that, you can wear the Ville year-round.
And that I see those T-shirts. I'll see them at Freedom Fest. I'll see them out at Sun Fest. And it's just one of those credentials that people like to say, hey, I was there.
Absolutely, know? Absolutely. And the proceeds from this event go to help Mary Martha help others.
And this is one of your major fundraisers out of the year.
It absolutely is. This is really the only and the main fundraiser for Mary Martha. Otherwise, we do receive funds through donations, foundations, grants, et cetera, individuals. But this is the absolute major event for the year where we hope to raise enough money to fund the operations for helping others through either food, clothing, furniture items, household items. We serve five counties, which is Osage, Washington, Nowata, along with the two in South Kansas, Chautauqua and Montgomery.
And you draw in so many people that when you're open for distribution, you can tell your parking lot is well occupied.
Yes, you do. You can indeed. We're open 4 days a week, Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 11, and then on Thursdays, 12 to 2. However, we do accept donations of clothing and other household items daily from 9 to 3. There's always someone there 9 to 3 to help take in the donations.
But still, you know, this does everything from board liability insurance to running the lights and all the other things that just anybody with a building needs to take care of.
Absolutely. Jamie Wood, started this 19 and a half years ago. It will reach its 20th year this coming summer. Mm-hmm. But this was started in a two-room house, I believe, or a garage, and it has grown to a nice facility on the west side of Bartlesville. And that's been the result of some very generous and supporting individuals and foundations and corporations that have helped make that possible.
Yeah, and I think the name Mary Martha is known well outside your service area, too. I think you've got a reputation of, look what they're doing and how come we're not doing that well, you know?
Absolutely. The beginning of this year, Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma began operations of Mary Martha. Jamie Wood decided that it was time for her to enjoy life, and she retired. So
everybody makes mistakes.
I don't think Jamie would agree with you, but she is definitely enjoying life. And so it's been a great partnership with Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma. We have learned from each other and helping to make each other better.
And I think that partnership is particularly important. And yes, Jamie would definitely disagree. It's a well-deserved retirement, and she has worked hard to make Mary Martha the organization it has become, and now able to pass it along to others and say, here, continue the mission and make it better.
Absolutely a true blessing. And rumor has it, we may have a special guest. Jamie may actually come to Shamrock the Ville.
So. Well, what better reason to come downtown for Shamrock the Ville than just to say hi to Jamie?
We are certainly hoping she will come.
We will continue our time talking about Mary Martha and inviting you to Shamrock the Ville in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And, of course, we are talking Mary Martha Outreach this morning. And, again, Betsy Barnes is president of the advisory board and also Elizabeth Thrash in to help with the volunteer effort for Mary Martha Outreach. United Way has a great slogan, give, volunteer, advocate. And you both are volunteering your service, but also in here this morning advocating for other people to get involved with Mary Martha.
Absolutely. In fact, we are a United Way agency, and we do depend heavily on volunteers. A lot of the money that will be raised, say for Shamrock the Ville and other things, very little of that goes for salary. We only have one full-time employee. So Mary Martha depends very heavily on volunteers. And we would welcome any and all volunteers to come out. There's no sign-up required. If you just feel like giving some time today, come out Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 11, or Thursday afternoons, 12 to 2. We would welcome and really appreciate help in volunteering, help with sorting clothing, picking food for clients, signing new clients up. There's a lot of things that can be done. You can be in the back room or on the front line.
Sounds like you got a job for everybody, a tote and carry for some folks, and fill out the paperwork and talk to people for others.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of volunteer opportunities for Mary Martha. And again, both while you're servicing clients, but somebody needs to be there while just somebody is dropping off, you know, two bags of clothing or whatever.
Absolutely. There is a beehive of activity.
How do you get signed up?
Just come out to Mary Martha, go to one of the desks. There's two windows, and then there's a new client sign-up desk. Just go up there and say, I'd like to volunteer. How can I do that? And boy, it won't take long, and you'll have your name down on a piece of paper, and off you go. It's as easy as that.
And they will be very thankful, but also use you as long as you want to keep coming back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's those volunteers that really are the strength of the organization, the people who get the job done day to day.
They are indeed. They are indeed. We have sometimes civic groups that will come out. We might have Sunday school classes that will come out. We also have some groups of young people that will come out. It may be a project that they have from, say, City Serve comes out on a regular basis. Always appreciate the groups that come out to help with, say, project-oriented work that needs to be done. So whether it's a daily help or a project of some type, maybe unpacking boxes, something like that. There's always something to do at Mary Martha, and we always appreciate every minute you can give.
So whether you can only come on the first and third Thursday or whether right. you're there Monday through Friday, come on down.
Come on down.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. And again, your contribution is continue to be welcome. I know the deadline has passed to get your name on the T-shirt, but donors still can help out Shamrock DeVille, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, Elizabeth, you want to mention?
Yes, you can definitely go on shamrockdeville.com website mm-hmm. and have your different donors opportunities. Whether that's $5,000, $3,500, $1,500, $500, $250, you can make a donation by calling Mary Martha. Also, if you've not registered for the race, go on that website, register $25 in advance, $30 the day of the race, mm-hmm. and then your package pickup is going to be March 8th. 5 to 7 p.m. at 115 Southeast Frank Phillips in downtown.
Okay, the 8th, I think, I believe that would be on a Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's on a Thursday evening. And like I said, that's packet pickup. So dress up, cheer, run, walk, push your little ones in a stroller, but come on down on Saturday, March 10th for Shamrock DeVille.
Do you have to be signed up in advance for the fun run, or can you just show up that morning?
You can show up on Saturday morning.
Okay, so two opportunities for you. If you're not sure you want to make the commitment for that 5K, although the benefits are certainly there for you with the T-shirt and everything else, but again, if you just want to be downtown Bartlesville on that Saturday morning, be part of Shamrock DeVille.
Absolutely. I would like to thank a sponsor that came in just after we closed down for the name recognition on our T-shirts, and that's Dr. Heath Potter. He will be a sponsor for Shamrock DeVille, and we want to thank him personally for doing that. He will not, unfortunately, appear on the T-shirts, but we want to make special recognition. We appreciate his support very much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to Dr. Potter and all of the other folks that already have their name on the T-shirt and sponsors that are yet to come that, again, won't have their name because they're already past the deadline, but it's those dollars that help Mary Martha that get the whole job done.
Yes, it sure is. And like Betsy said, this is the biggest fundraiser for Mary Martha, so it means a lot to a lot of folks in this region.
Elizabeth, Betsy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And thank all the volunteers. It's going to be a big event. It'll be, again, the Shamrock DeVille coming up on a week from Saturday. News is next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Protesters are pushing.